You're listening to Radiola.
That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, pretty clothes. Not a smarty. Has she got loving ways? Sure she has got loving ways. That certain party of mine. Amount, $13, 2%. She's so saving. Isn't this a silly song? Yes, it is a silly song. This certain party of mine.
That tune, listen to the trombones croon. They moan just like a sinner on revival day, on that old revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever haunting refrain, is like a darky moan in a song. Here comes the very part that wraps a spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, those Memphis blues.
in daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this edition, I'm Andy Sr., by the way, and I'm the presenter and the host and general pain in the neck of Radiola Manor here. Radiola this week, I've decided, is the body eclectic. It's just a nice way of saying this is another one of those The Dog Ate My Playlist shows. It's a mixture, not unlike all the other ones that you tend to hear. But, of course, the body eclectic, this being close to Halloween, could also refer to the Frankenstein monster. But we'll try to keep that monster under control. No, not about to make an appearance. We began with Eddie Peabody on the banjo, Billy Jones on the vocal, doing, speaking of Jekyll and Hyde, he was doing both the Jones and Hare of on that certain party. He was doing both parts, which was strange. He was actually, you know, getting into the Ernie Hare thing. That was on a domino from 1926. Then Tom Berwick, a very, you know, commonly found dance band leader on Bluebird, Electrodisc, whatever, in the early 30s, with Dick Robertson on the vocal. The Memphis Blues, 1934. And that's an odd version of it, but not one you often find. And our theme, wake up, chillin'. Well, yes, wake up, and it's time to go trick-or-treating. So I'm not going to do that this year. In fact, we tend to hole up, and our house is forbidding enough. Radio, and we got the Bull Mastiff outside, so nobody wants to come trick-or-treating here, which is just as well with me. Why promote tooth rot? We're going to continue on Radiola with Austin Wiley's Golden Pheasant Orchestra, the Radio Franks. There'll be Frank Wright, Frank Bessinger, and Frank Wright was actually Jerry White, and maybe you probably know that. At least, that's worth noting. But the Radio Franks sing on this vocalion of 1926, Honey Bunch.
Thank you. just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, longing for flowers, dreaming of hours back in the sun-kissed lane. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. I know that all of the world is dreary by that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, broken and saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain.
That's a Nat Shilkret-led Victor group, the Troubadours, Johnny Marvin on the vocal, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain. Well, that can be tough. 1927. And I will play more Johnny Marvin later in later shows. I have to find a good one where he's playing the uke. Maybe I'll find one of his nice Harmony Honeyduke recordings to play, and I think that would be appropriate to fulfill a request, as I intend to do, but I'm going to, that's a partial fulfillment, because somebody wanted to hear Johnny Marvin, and Johnny Marvin was quite a uke player. Before that, Paul Whiteman, Jack Fulton on the vocal in 1929, When My Dreams Come True, and that was heard all the way through the movie The Coconuts. An Irving Berlin song, and the Coconuts, of course, were the Marx Brothers, and you've seen that, no doubt. Beginning with Austin Wiley's Golden Pheasant Orchestra, and I just love the name of that band, but it's a good band, too. Radio Franks on the vocal, Honey Bunch from 1926. And this is Radiola, and you're not going to hear this stuff and much anywhere else, and I'm Andy Sr. with all these things I've found, it's the body eclectic. It's an eclectic. Now we just have to apply the voltage to it to, you know, get it walking around. And here's Harry Richman in 1926, and this is one of those historical context pieces. So, but it's a wonderful song. It's a marvelous song, but you will have to put on your 1926 ears to get through some of the imagery here, and I won't belabor that, because it is a classic song, and like most classic songs of that era with certain historical context issues, when done later, they altered the parts that were in that historical context. But here's The Birth of the Blues.
Some doggies long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm song. They started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. That's how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees, singing weird melodies, and they sang that, the sound of the blues. Then from a jail came the wail of a downhearted rail, and they played that as part of the blues. along with Bob Will out in the hill. They took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, then gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. They heard the breeze in the trees. They were singing sweet melodies, and they took that and made it the start of the blues. And then from a jail came a little forlorn wail, from a downhearted frail, and they took that and made it part of the blues. And then, from a little whippoorwill that was singing in the hill, they took a sweet new note, and they pushed it in a horn till it was worn into a wonderful blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and then gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I ain't turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside a crystal fountain. So come with me, we'll all go see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty, where the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees and the lemonade springs, where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, all the cops have wooden legs, where the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't rain and the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you never change your socks, and a little old streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks, where the brakemen have to tip their hats, the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a gin lake too, you can paddle all around them in a big canoe, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you can drink and drink all day. There's 100 million fruit jars full of hay, 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 hay. There's a whiskey keg on every peak of every pop-eyed hill. You can lay down under a champagne spring, let it trickle down your throat till the bluebirds sing in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Hurry up, folks. I can't park here all day long.
Why? Where are you going?
Hop in my car. Hop along and see how happy we are. And you'll find that heaven's not very far. It's 10 little miles from town.
I'd like to bet you
open your eyes in the morning when the sun starts to rise and discover that there's blue in the sky 10 little miles from town.
You'll find a stream where white lilies float, where you can dream in a rickety boat.
So come for today, lock your desk and push your worries.
worries away. And it's ain't the one that you want to stay 10 little miles from town.
If you're feeling sort of all run down
and weary of the hurry of the town,
what would you advise?
Why don't you come with me for just a day? There's happiness not very far away. So, hop in my car, come along and see how happy you'll be. And I know you'll see that heaven's not far, 10 little miles from town. I know, you'll open your eyes in the morning when the sun starts rising. There's no surprise in the way hours fly, the hours you fly, 10 little miles from town. You'll find a stream where white lilies float, where you can dream in a rickety boat. So come for a day, and you'll find a load of cares and troubles are just like bubbles, and you want to stay 10 little miles from town.
Well, I see the daffodils nodding in the breeze. See the pretty little whippoorwill's humming melody. It's heaven.
It's sung by
Adler, Weem, and Herman, California Hummingbird.
California Hummingbirds, Adler, Weem, and Herman, as they said, so why am I repeating them? Why be redundant? But there they are, the 10 Little Miles from Town, 1928. Lovely tune. And What can you say? That's fun stuff. Before that, Wendell Hall, he of Ain't Gonna Rain No More and other wonderful things. In 1928 on Brunswick, one of his later electrics, he didn't really record much after the acoustic era for some reason, although I do find things occasionally. This I did find in the Big Rock Candy Mountain in 1928, and It's nice to, that's a real, that's the pretty much unsanitized version of it for you. Why not? We're not going to sanitize anything. I clean up the records a bit, but I don't, I'm not going to disinfect them. Before that, Harry, sometimes it might seem like a good idea, but, there's just, whatever, it's historical context time, and that's what Harry Richman is doing. Birth of the Blues, 1926, on a Vocalion. This is Radiola, and my own historical context has never been thrilling, but I'm glad to get some of the benefits of modernity, and ignore others, of course, as I choose. Here's a band on that I just have to say is they recorded one of my favorite all-time records. This is them a little bit earlier, in 1924. Jack Chapman is Drake Hotel Orchestra. Raymond Davis on the vocal. And it's odd to have a vocal on some of these acoustic things, but it comes through pretty well on this Victor. Let Me Be the First to Kiss You Good Morning, and the other too.
Thank you.
Isham Jones, Who's Sorry Now? 1923. You can't get more classic than that. And we needn't even comment. It's sort of a, there was sort of a progression to that set, if you think about it. And we'll discuss that, or maybe not. It's pretty self-evident. Before that, the Don Parker Trio, and this was interesting because I found the personnel of this group on an actual. I tried to take out some of that heavy rumble. It sounds like people rolling boulders throughout the the thing. It's big stone wheels, but that rumble is very heavy. But you have to compensate for that a bit. But that was Don Parker on piano, Don Parker on saxophone, excuse me, alto sax, Frank Banta on piano, and Nick Lucas on banjo. And Every Day was that, 1922, beginning with Let Me Be the First to Kiss You Good Morning and the Last One to Kiss You Good Night. Well, yes, 1924. So who's sorry now? We'll see. This is Radiola, and I'm not sorry, and I'm not going to apologize to anyone. Apologies are, if you can't think it out ahead of time, thoughtlessness is, there's no excuse for it. That's my opinion. So apologies are, if you do something thoughtlessly, then, well, too bad. That's what you apologize for, but this is a very mindful show. We try to analyze things, and we might give a disclaimer, but we would never give an apology. Here's Arthur Fields in 1914. I think it was recorded in 14. It was Columbia A 1754. The discography site seems to say it was recorded in 20, but it sounds pretty 1914 to me. Arthur Fields and the little Ford rambled right along, and those are tough cars.
Now Henry Jones and a pretty little queen took a ride one day in a big limousine. The car kicked up and the engine wouldn't crank. There wasn't any gas in the gasoline tank. About that time along came Nord, and he rambled right along in his little old Ford. And he stole that queen as his engine sang a song. And his little old Ford just rambled right along. And his little old Ford, it rambled right along. And the little old Ford, he rambled right along. The gas burned out in the big machine. But the darn little Ford don't need gasoline. The big limousine had to back downhill. The blame little Ford is going up still. When she blows out a tire, just wrap it up with wire, and the little Ford will ramble right along. Now they ran over glass, and they ran over nails, and they ran over pigs and puppy dog tails. They spotted a cop, and they shot out of sight. They rambled all day, and they rambled all night. They smashed up fences and telegraph poles. They bumped into ditches and deep shut holes. They bumped into a preacher, and the preacher took a ride. And the Ford rambled on with Johnny and his bride. And the little old Ford, it rambled right along. And the little old Ford, it rambled right along. He swung around the corner, and he bumped into a mule. And the darned old jackass kicked like a fool. He kicked and he kicked and he kicked the wheels. But he had to quit kicking to save his heels. When it runs out of dope, just fill it up with soap, and the little Ford will ramble right along. You can smash up the top and smash up the seat. You can twist it out of shape till both ends meet. Smash up the body and rip out a gear. Smash up the front and smash up the rear. Smash up the fender and rip off the tires. Smash up the lamps and cut out the wires. Blow in the clutch and then forget the juice. And the little old Ford will go to beat the deuce. And the little old Ford, it rambled right along. And the little old Ford, it rambled right along. Now cut that out, you naughty tease. 'Tis a left-hand driver and a right-hand squeeze. Patch it up with a piece of string. Beerman, gum, or any old thing. When the power gets sick, just hit it with a brick. And the little Ford will ramble right along. And the little old Ford, it rambled right along. And the little old Ford, it rambled right along. Now cut that out, you naughty tease. 'Tis a left-hand driver and a right-hand squeeze. Patch it up with a piece of string. Beerman, gum, or any old thing. When the power gets sick, just hit it with a brick. And the little Ford will ramble right along.
tonight my sleep is ruined. Ducky this, Snooky that, they near drive me wild. Love is blind, so I find, but here's what gets me riled. If you're too tired to wash the dishes, too tired, ooh, too tired to feed the fishes, too tired, ooh, let's go see a show. Won't that be nice? Yes, no, where will we go? Is Mom's hotty-totty too tired to make a little candy, too tired? Ooh, I think that Fudge is dandy, too tired. Ooh, let's walk down the avenue. I saw the cutest hat for you, and maybe I might buy it, too. Too tired?
Thank you.
Lou Gold and his orchestra, Harry Jochen on the vocal. Another rumbly perfect that we managed to straighten out for you. Elsie Schulzenheim, a little bit of German character fun there. And Harry Jochen does a good job, 1926. Before that, Margaret Young on a very clean Brunswick, and her records are hard to find in that shape, by the way. Too Tired, 1924. And sometimes I feel that way, although I've been feeling good lately. Gotta say that. I hope this feeling lasts. Beginning with Arthur Fields, Little Ford Rambled Right Along. Well, I'm rambling right along, so try and stop me. 1914, and this is Radiola, and I'm a rambling guy, including the apostrophe. I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to proceed now with a special set. There are two things here that I felt that I was given a challenge this week. I discovered this show is on CKDU in Nova Scotia, in from Dalhousie University, and I found I have listeners up there who were enjoying the show, and one is a 92-year-old entertainer. He plays the ukulele and tried to stump me with a couple of things, and I was stumped, but I managed to find these songs. The second one was easier. This one was a little tougher, and this really goes into historical context time because it's a minstrel record, and you don't often hear those on this show, but the song that I had to find was Everybody Has a Whistle Like Me, and that is an impossible song to find except as part of the Carolina Minstrels medley recorded in 1911. The song was written in 1901 and was recorded in 1903 by Arthur Collins. And Arthur Collins was recorded it for Leeds and Catlin Cylinder in 1903. I couldn't find it on the Cylinder site, but I did find it. He's singing it here on with the Victor Minstrel Company, which also includes Henry Burr is in here too, which is really kind of strange, but he's in there also. So the songs on this in this medley, the Carolina Minstrels, including the Terrible Jokes, In the Morning by the Bright Light, Everybody Has a Whistle Like Me, and Melancholy Mose. Not Mysterious Mose, but Melancholy Mose. I guess he was melancholy before he was mysterious. And here it is from 1911.
I'm going away by the light of the moon. One Lord is going to follow me. I hope that I meet you, join me soon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So tell all the brothers there to meet. One Lord is going to follow me. And I will travel on both my feet. Hallelujah, in the morning by the bright light. When Gabriel blows his trumpet in the morning by the bright light. When Gabriel blows his trumpet in the morning.
Gentlemen, be seated.
I hear you're going away, Harry. Where you going?
Oh, I'm going out to Colorado.
Colorado? What you going there for?
I'm going fishing.
Fishing, eh? What kind of fishing?
Trout fishing.
Trout? Is it very big?
Big? That's nothing. They gigantic.
Oh, my. And do they bite? Do they bite? I should say they do.
Well, every time you put bait on the hook, you got to jump behind the tree. Say, Albert, where did you go today?
Oh, I went down to the seashore. And after dinner, I went in swimming.
My goodness, boy. Don't you know it's dangerous to go into the water after a hearty meal?
I didn't go into the water after a meal. I went in after a bath.
Mr. Collins will sing, Everybody Has a Whistle Like Me.
I'm having trouble with my gal. I find that I promised for the wedding June. All through my whistle, why she changed her mind and said, go change that tune. I'm sure who do, and I'll prove it too, for no matter where I stray, that's gonna get the plain and clear.
it'll haunt me night and day. Oh, everybody has a whistle like me, well, it takes my fear. So it don't do every time I want my gal to be in someone to stay at my door. That tape do pay so different wherever I go or wherever I may be. Everybody has a whistle like me.
What are you wearing that white collar and shirt for, huh? You look just like a black mule looking over a white fence.
Oh, I'm staying at the same hotel that Talbot is staying at down by the seashore. It's run on a bluff. I mean, it's on a bluff. They has beautiful views in the family album, and there's three concerts every evening by bugglers. And if you need the chambermaid, you'll find her in the cellar sawing wood. They don't allow you to tip the waiters because they might fall and break the dishes. Old men can't play in the halls, and men without baggage must leave their wives in the office. And you got to leave your money with the night clerk because he'll take it anyway.
Closing chorus.
She walked to the ring and that farmer house died. Couldn't help hanging for the same time. The old chorus went about two moon quiet, the happiest tune I know. And rolling the bones, he was a daisy. Never would fight till dawn gone lazy. Sing about a woman, he'll never get any melancholy moon.